Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110-993-WBT. It is an unbelievably busy news day. We're going to track all the big stories today, including a debate happening right now in the House of the Congress over whether or not to censure Paul Gosar from Arizona. We've got the Rittenhouse deliberations continuing. We've got a number of other big stories happening, and we begin, as we often do, with our good friend Breaking Brett Jensen. And by the way, Breaking Brett Jensen and I were just with Dr. Rush Sunar, one of our very good friends and a great sponsor of the program here on WBT. We had a chance to catch up with him. We'll get together before the holidays, and it was a tremendous time. Brett Jensen, you are on important school board meeting watch tonight. What is going on? I know I saw you working the phones, working the sources. What's happening tonight, my friend?
So tonight at 7 o'clock at up in Huntersville, there's a town hall that's taking place. And it's in response to the overwhelming chaos and violence that has been occurring at Hopewell High School. And so they're having a town hall tonight being put forth by Rhonda Cheek, school board member. She's the one who organized this. I mean, they're literally going to have a Spanish interpreter for the Spanish community. There's going to be members of the school board there. I'm not sure exactly how many will be there. You know, as many as four or five, you know, as few as two, we'll see. And so I think the superintendent, Ernest Winston, is expected to show up. And they're going to talk about the violence specifically at Hopewell High School, because if you remember a couple of weeks ago,
right,
you know, we broke the story that, you know, there were a couple of guns on the same day found there. You know, I posted the video, kids getting into a fight and a gun falling out of a kid's pants while they were getting into the fight. And so, and just, there were like six brawls that day, then there were brawls the next day. And so they're just going to talk about things that they can do going forward. I know, you know, from what I understand, that, you know, Ernest Winston is the superintendent is expected to make an opening presentation and speak a little bit to the crowd. And the church holds about 450 people. And you could probably expect anywhere from 10 to 15 media people there when you include the cameraman and the reporter. But they expect a full packed house tonight. And because this isn't just going to be, yes, it's essentially, you know, discussing Hopewell, but it's also going to be about everything encompassing, whether it's going to be just school safety in general, with Hopewell right now being at the forefront. Although, to be perfectly honest with you, there are other high schools that have had way more gun issues and violence issues.
So is it this is just open, obviously, or it's encouraged or whatever, just for the people who are at Hopewell, right?
Yes. Yeah, so you're exactly right. But, you know, look, anyone can show up, but you specifically, in order to speak, they want you to actually have a child at Hopewell. I mean, because there will be other town halls. Because this one apparently is going to be so successful that, you know, this one's going to be apparently so successful and packed with local. If you got a kid that goes to Harding or South Mac or wherever, like, you're more than welcome to show up if you want, but they don't want you speaking during the, you know, during the presentation, during the Q&A portion.
Is it your expectation, and you can't know this because, you know, you're going to go cover it and then you'll find out what will happen. Is it your expectation that this is going to be just a listen to the community event, or is this going to be a here are some solutions we want to implement event? Because I have to believe if you're not going to offer something on the other side of that conversation, you know, the parents are still going to be pretty frustrated, right? Obviously, if they're coming out on a Wednesday night, you know, right before the holidays, they're obviously, they have strong vested interest in the safety at the school. So is this about being heard, or is this about also getting to hear that there's going to be some remediation here?
Well, you know, that's a great point. And from what I understand, CMS and Ernest Winston is going to make, and Rhonda Cheek, they're going to make, hey, here's what we think going forward. They're actually going to put in possible plans,
right?
Or at the least, you know, not put in possible plans, but
propose,
discuss
right?
possible mm-hmm. discuss possible plans or solutions, mm-hmm. things that they're looking to do. A big thing that has been popular lately, that's been discussed in the school board, is making clear backpacks mandatory. You know, and while that seems like a good idea, because I mean, when you go to a Panthers game, women have to have a clear purse.
Sure.
You know, but the problem is, you know, being able of 140,000 students, 137,000 students, how many of them can afford just to go out and get an immediately brand new backpack?
Right. That's a good
point. Just because you said so. And so they're trying to figure out ways to maybe alleviate that and help out the kids. So that one, I'm sure, from what I expect, that's going to be discussed tonight, how that's going and other possibilities as well. So, yes. And then after that presentation and everything is discussed, then the parents will have a chance to ask their questions and then have the people answer them, you know, a couple members of the school board or Ernest Winston actually answer their concerns.
All right. So this is a story that we're obviously going to be watching very closely, and it'll be developing across the night and then into, you know, into tomorrow as well. And, you know, this is a very important story. Is there and I don't expect that there's going to be any kind of an issue, but, you know, are we going to see law enforcement there? You know, we certainly have seen this on the national stage where people have been concerned about safety and security at these events. I'm imagining that there's probably going to be some presence to make sure everybody is cool and calm and collected, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that, you know, a few officers from the Huntersville Police Department would be there just to make sure things don't get out of control. You know, I mean, you never mm-hmm. know what's going to happen when you've got 450 angry people there.
Right.
And it has literally nothing to do with political affiliation. It's just about safety. And so, yeah, so, I mean, I would expect a few officers from the Huntersville Police Department there and just, you know, and also maybe to help direct traffic.
For sure.
Everyone's trying to leave at 9 o'clock because it is a hard 9 p.m. cutoff mm-hmm. time. And there will be microphones that people are going to be able to answer their questions into mm-hmm. and speakers. Mm-hmm. So everyone will hear you. So, yeah, it starts promptly at 7 and ends abruptly right at 9 o'clock.
And I am curious to see if any teachers or educators show up and express their concerns.
That's
as
a great
well.
Point. And, you know, that's a very good point. And, you know, obviously the principal and the assistant principals will be there. But that's a great point about the teachers. And just so people will know, I will be doing a live remote mm-hmm. report mm-hmm. at 6 o'clock with Mark Garrison from the church itself. And then tomorrow morning, I'm on with Bo Thompson from 8 to 10, where I will have all kinds of all the information from what happens tonight.
And everything that will develop overnight as well. Brett Jensen, appreciate you heading on up there, and we'll certainly be listening with you with Mark Garrison on Charlotte at 6. Safe travels, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Brett. I appreciate it.
You got it.